Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today, and good morning. Our show will introduce to you many of the brightest and sharpest business leaders out there today. I'm Tess Turin, your host, and I have next to me co-host Angel Nowlin. Angel, good morning. How are you?
I'm better now that I got off 75 South.
Yeah, it was terrible this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, I started to get out of the car and just run here. I think it would have been quicker, but it finally let up after about 10 minutes.
I know it. That traffic's a killer. TGIF, though, huh? No,
thank God it's Friday. Actually, my Friday started yesterday.
I'm so glad that we have the show on Friday. Everybody just seems a little bit happier on Fridays, don't they?
Absolutely, because it's closer to happy hour.
That's it. So we have a terrific show for you all today. Our guests in the studio include Joel Levinson, Vice President of Dynasty Jewelry and Loan. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Definitely.
And Sunny Norris, TNS Properties and SAG Investments. He is the CEO. Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning.
So we will start with Joel with Dynasty Jewelry and Loan. So Joel, tell us a little bit about the company.
Sure. Well, we are a mom and pop pawn shop. We've been in business since 1987, and my family history goes back actually to the 1920s in Virginia in the pawn industry, and then my great grandfather started one in Columbia, South Carolina in 1941.
Wow.
And my father started this one in 1987, originally on Buford Highway, then moved over to Jimmy Carter in 99, and then into our brand new building we moved into in January. So that's we're
talking about three generations.
Yeah, I think five.
Wow.
I think my great grandfather was the one who started in Virginia, and so we've been doing it a while.
Wow.
So I guess medical school wasn't an option, huh?
Yeah. Well, I went to
no baseball player, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wanted to be a professional soccer player, football player, everything when I was growing up, but I guess pawn shop owner was my destiny. So,
well, that gentleman, Philip Phillips, he was in the pawn business as well, right?
Idol. He kind of put us on the map.
Yeah,
well, that
he did.
Along with the TV shows with Pawn Stars and Hardcore Pawn, I guess they've really put us in the light. So. Uh-huh. So to speak. So it's definitely helped our business as a whole, I think.
It's a unique business, and a lot of people, you know, aren't familiar on how it all works. Can you kind of break it down for us and explain to us how pawn works?
Yeah, so basically a pawn is a loan. A lot of people aren't familiar with that. They think that you go to a pawn shop to sell your items that you no longer want or need. But it's actually, a pawn is another word for a loan. It's a collateral loan. In the state of Georgia, it's 30 days, and you have the option to come back and get it, or you can just leave it. It's a non-recourse collateral loan, so it doesn't affect your credit, and it's just it's a really simple transaction. All you need is a government-issued photo ID and an item of value, and we'll hand you cash in as low as 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the differences that Dynasty has to offer versus some of the other pawn
Sure.
brokers
well,
out there?
Well, we really focus on our appearance, our look, our jewelry. We refinish everything that goes out for sale. So whether it's a ring or a necklace, we take the time to buff out all the scratches, make it look brand new. A lot of people come in and they wonder, are these used items or are they new? And they're pretty much all previously owned. We do buy some new items, and we can order new jewelry as well from most of the catalogs that jewelry stores do order from. But that's our main difference. Our atmosphere is extremely inviting. We have Italian stone floors, high, well-lit showcases, and you just walk in and you feel very comfortable, and you feel comfortable leaving your items in our store. So that's pretty much what we wrap up into the Dynasty difference, quote unquote. It's our slogan. It's kind of how we do business. We want people to feel extremely comfortable coming to us and leaving their valuables in our possession. It's not always a great feeling, you know. leaving your items or getting a loan on your valuables. So we, as long as people feel comfortable with our and being in our possession, then we're happy. And that's the dynasty difference, I guess.
So now you said it's a short term. It's like a short-term secured loan, technically, because you have the collateral.
Exactly. So we've already taken the collateral. Mm-hmm. If you leave it, it's basically like you've paid the loan in full. You
know, okay.
We just then own the item.
But can you sell it before the 30 days, or do you have to keep it that long?
By law, I'm obligated to hold the item in our possession for 30 days with a 10-day grace period if they get a loan. If they sell the item straight to us, I still have to hold the item for 30 days, and then I can sell it. That's so we can go through the proper channels for background checks, but police reporting on all the items to make sure it wasn't stolen, and if it was and the serial numbers match, then the person who it was stolen from can get their item back.
I was just telling Angel before the show that some of my best jewelry pieces have come from pawn shops.
Sure.
So I am definitely a pawn shop fan.
That's a hint to all the men out there.
Holidays
it's okay.
Are
we like diamonds. We don't care where they come from.
Right.
That's right.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, we do get items such as Tiffany & Co., David Yurman, Roberto Coin. I have a piece selling on eBay right now, actually. And
So you have some designer pieces?
We get tons of designer jewelry. Nice. I've actually had a Harry Winston ring.
Wow. I need to come by.
We've had 6-carat diamonds, 4-carat diamonds, 2-carat diamonds. I have a couple right now. But the funny thing about the industry is people don't realize that, like, well, we have a convention in Vegas every year, and pawnbrokers from all around the world really come to this convention, and there's 20 diamond buyers that come set up booths who purchase diamonds from us and then resell them to manufacturers or jewelry stores or independent diamond brokers. So
that tells you something right there.
So the diamonds that come into our store are then essentially recycled and sold to the public another time. So
not only are you getting quality, but you're getting it at a discounted price.
Exactly. You're kind of cutting out the whole diamond pipeline of resellers. And
well, I got to ask, this eBay thing, you threw me. You said you actually put things on eBay.
Sure. Well, eBay is a great company, and it really provides us with a worldwide market. It takes us out of just Norcross, mm-hmm. and puts us in the households of people nationwide and internationally. So we do put items on eBay, and eBay helps us also when we're pricing items, because we can actually find the true market value of an item. So we mm-hmm. know what we can loan on it and what we can sell it for.
You actually took my next question. I was going to ask you, how do you decide? Because I would think that what it's worth to me because I may love it.
Sure.
And what it's worth to you because to you it's just another diamond ring.
That's
would be very different.
Yep. That's a great point. It's sometimes difficult when we have to tell someone that, you know, what you paid for that item at a brand new retail price is not necessarily its same loan value or what I would buy it for. Because if I could go buy it brand new from a wholesaler at half of what you paid for it in a retail setting, I can't even give you half.
Almost like automobiles.
Exactly. It's very similar to any resale industry. You have mm-hmm. to explain that to the customer that you can't, I can't necessarily give you what your perceived value of that item is.
We have the same problem in insurance business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They think that 1992 Civic, because it's paid for, is worth $5,000 and it's worth $500.
Understood completely.
Because you can't replace it for that, but that's not what we're
right.
trying to do.
But with that, too, oftentimes people want to get that amount, not realizing what they might have to pay back to get it. So we want to make sure it's an affordable loan that they're able to get their item back if they want to. The national average, I think, for a pawn loan is somewhere right around $150. So if you have a $10,000 ring, you might not want $5,000, $4,000. You might only want $300 to help you, you know, pay for new tires for your car or whatever you might need to do at that time.
Sure. So what types of items are most popular?
Sure. Well, jewelry being one, with the gold boom, you can get more for your gold now. So mm-hmm. that's been really big. And that's really what our main focus is. It's in our name. Mm-hmm. But then we also have flat screen TVs, laptops, tablets are really big right now. Musical instruments, guitars, amps. We used to do a lot of car audio. We've kind of slowed down on that and tools, but we still do take tools and some car audio and recording equipment, audio equipment. I was looking at some of the items in this room, microphones, everything. We do take these types of items as well.
Okay. Well, I want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Insurance Group, talking to Joel Levinson and Tess Turin with Basica Marketing. So I got one more question for you. Not that I'm going to come to your shop after and try to haggle you down. You said something earlier about when you, the gold boom. How has that affected your business with now all these gold shops buying gold and all the ads on TV?
Sure. I guess you can answer that question a couple of ways. It's made gold a valuable asset that people can bring into my store to get more money. We're very competitive. I mean, we have maybe 8 pawn shops and a couple gold buyers on our street. So it's been better for the consumer because it's brought more competition. But we also realize that, you know, we want to make a customer and we want them to continue coming back. So we want to give the most that we can for gold, whether it's buying or giving a loan. But the difference between us and a gold buying place is that a gold buying place buys it strictly for gold value, where what their melt value is, where we take into consideration its resale value with whether it has diamonds, colored stones, the beauty and the piece of artwork that is jewelry that we take into consideration that they don't. But with that said, I think it's only helped our business. It's, you know, more competition is better for the consumer as well. So
let me ask you this, Joel. If somebody had a specific piece of mind and they came in and you didn't necessarily have it in the shop, do you have a way of trying to help them?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we do everything from custom manufacturing jewelry. They might see something in a magazine or on a commercial and they're like, I really want that. I just can't afford it at that price. So we'll take it. We'll send it to our jeweler who has a CAD system that can basically create the same item and manufacture it at typically a lesser price. It won't be exact, but it'll be 98%. Looking the same. So we can definitely manufacture, or we also have, as I mentioned earlier, tons of catalogs that most jewelry stores order from. I go to jewelry shows in Vegas, if not every year, every other year. And there's an Atlanta jewelry show as well that we go to and buy items as well. And we have a network of pawnbrokers all around the United States. My father's the president of the National Pawnbrokers Association, so we're in contact with hundreds of pawnbrokers nationwide and internationally. So
I was going to ask you that if there's any certifications that are needed for to run a pawn broker shop.
Nothing necessarily needed, but I went to school and got a degree in management and marketing and a minor in advertising and public relations. So I never thought I would, but I do all of that for Dynasty. And I also went in 2011 to GIA, which is the Gemological Institute of America in Carlsbad, California. Not only was it the most awesome experience of my life, I learned everything about diamonds. I have a degree in diamonds, and so does our manager, Nick. He also has the same degree, where you just sit in a lab, or at least I did out there, for 8 hours a day just grading diamond after diamond after diamond. So you gain this knowledge, and it really gives us a competitive edge because you can come to me, I can give you essentially what GIA would grade that diamond, so you know what you're buying. And GIA is the top gemological laboratory in the world. They created the 4 C's, cut, clarity, color, and carat. So they're very well known and well respected and have the highest standards for grading diamonds.
I learned nothing. I got a degree in diamonds.
Oh, that's nothing.
I hear that a lot.
I learned that a long time ago when I got my diamond, and I looked into it. You know, and there is a science to it.
Yes, it is. Right. How much you like him is based on how big that diamond is. I remember my first one, I was 16. It was a promise ring. And my dad teased me. He said, does he promise he's not going to buy you anything bigger? Because it was literally It was pitiful. It was like the top size of a little pin top.
Sure.
I wore that ring with the most pride. I can't tell you how proud I was of that little diamond dust.
Well, I'll tell you, bigger always isn't better when it comes to diamonds.
That's very true.
There's a lot involved.
Only
in
when it.
It
comes to diamonds.
You know, I mean, you can have a big diamond, and if it's dull,
yes,
and it doesn't have
exactly.
You know,
well, a lot of people take the clarity and the color,
yeah,
mainly. A lot of people leave out the importance of the cut. You have to make sure all those dimensions. It's a whole lot of physics.
And the table,
that have to do with
the
light.
Table so, as well, right?
Yes, the table.
Depending
all
on the
facet
cut.
Junctions. If it's all not proportional, then it can throw off the entire look of the diamond. It could be cloudy. It doesn't give you the same pattern that an excellent cut would give you. So,
now, is it true that round diamonds are more brilliant?
Round diamonds are the most popular. They do emit most light and brilliance coming back into your eye. So it's really, I would say yes, I guess, short answer. But it really depends on what you see as a consumer. Might like that diamond where I might hate that diamond.
Right.
But because you like it, it's important to you. What I say, even as a GIA diamond graduate, you might not agree with. It's kind of subjective.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
But I was told that because it doesn't have to cut around the corners or something like the Princess cut or the other cuts, that the light doesn't have to kind of find its way.
Sure.
So it all kind of goes to the center. So
well, the way,
yeah,
the way it's cut, the light goes in through the table, mm-hmm. bounces around, and then it's supposed to, if it's a well-proportioned diamond, bounces right back up into your eye. So it does make sense where other cuts may not do that as well.
Okay. So a smaller diamond would look bigger if it's round. Hint, hint.
Let me ask you this. I know that you sell a lot of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about repairs and things like that? Do you guys get involved in that?
Yep, we do. We used to have a full-time jeweler. We do have a jeweler that comes in weekly now, a couple times a week, and handles that for us. Very professional, does an amazing job. I've never seen a ring refinished quite as well before. And in addition to that, my manager, Nick, he's one of the top refinishers of high-end watches, I'd say, in Atlanta. He does a phenomenal job. Whenever I give him mine, it comes back looking brand new, and it's really amazing. And it's much cheaper than going to, you know, a retail jeweler to do that for them. And we do it in probably half the time.
Do you have the capabilities of dipping?
For like rhodium plating and things like that? Yes, we do gold plating as well and rhodium plating.
And is that done in-house or do you have to send it out?
We can do that in-house.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I need to come see you.
Please do.
I do. I certainly will. Where are you located, by
the way? We're on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, 5075 Jimmy Carter Boulevard in Norcross, and that's 30093. And we're actually having a big sale, our annual holiday sale, December 13th through 15th this year. We're going to have food, drinks, and, of course, amazing deals.
What day
deals.
Is that and time?
That's Friday through Sunday. Friday, 9:30 to 7, Saturday, 9:30 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 5. And you can find out all that information on our website as well at www.dynastypawn.com.
Clarify drinks. Are we talking soda?
It's going to be probably fruit punch and things like that. But
you know, people buy more.
You can bring your own.
When you
don't
spike
worry.
The punch.
I will absolutely bring my own.
Sounds wonderful.
Every silent auction I've ever gone to or you know, things like that, they always wind up giving you some drinks. And people tend to buy more.
Sure.
But anyway, so is this the only location or do you have other?
It's our only one in Atlanta. We do plan on opening more in the future. But as I mentioned, my family's history goes back into Columbia, South Carolina since the 40s, and they still have a shop or two up there. So
tell us, how can people, what's the best way to get a hold of you? You know, if people are listening right now and they want more information.
Come on into the store. that's really the best thing. Bring that item that you have that you'd like to get a loan or sell to us, because that's really the best. We really have to look at it to understand it's what it looks like. Diamonds, especially over the phone, I can't give you a value. It's like saying, I have a car. How much can you give? There's many models, manufacturers,
right.
Condition.
People do the same thing with insurance. How much is a 96 Escort?
Exactly.
Like it's the same for everybody.
So really, if we can see it, or as I said, go to our website. And really, if you go onto Google and type us in and find our Google Places page, we have 29 reviews on there, all 5-star. I think we're 4.8 out of 5 right now, which we understand that one negative review can kill our reputation. So we hold ourselves to a higher standard to make sure that we never get any of those.
And what is that website?
Well, our website was dynastypawn.com, and I don't know the exact for our Google places, but if you just type in Dynasty Jewelry Loan into Google, then you should find that.
Okay. Can you give them the address again?
Sure.
Joel?
It's 5075 Jimmy Carter Boulevard, and that's Norcross, Georgia, 30093.
Okay, Joel. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us
today.
Thank
you so much.
Joel,
this was wonderful.
You're very welcome, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds great. See you soon.
I just want to remind everybody out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Angel Nowlin, the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency, your business insurance specialist, and Tess Turan of Basica Marketing, your marketing advertising expert. And thank you again, Joel, for coming on. And our next guest is Sonny Norris with TNS Properties and SAG Investments. Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I'm glad you came in. So explain to us, what is TNS Properties and SAG Investments?
TNS Properties, it's my business that I started about in 2008. SAG Investments is a new corporation that we formed with different investors to come in and buy properties with TNS Properties.
Okay. So now you formed your corporation at the end of 2008. That's right after the market crash. Why the end of 2008?
That's when the properties were at their lowest. I was working an office job, so I stopped working, and then I needed something else to do, so I started buying properties. My mom and dad, they were into the real estate, so that led me that way.
Okay, so when you started off, how did you buy the properties?
My first two properties, let's see, I bought them for about $20,000. I paid about $10,000 for one of them and $14,000 for another.
I am so jealous. $10,000 for a whole house?
Yes. And then at that time, they were good properties that didn't need a lot of rehab. So the first property I bought, I probably spent about $2,000 in rehab. But I got into it for rent, for the rent money, you know, for right. some residual income. That didn't work out too good. Hard to get the tenants to pay at that time.
Right. Well, the economy was kind of taking right. a nosedive.
Right. So I did that for about a year. And then I just put one of the properties on the market, and it sold like in like 30 days or so. So I was like, okay, let me try this again. Mm-hmm. And so we did it again, and it sold again. So we just took off from there.
Okay. So now you said TNS Properties buys the properties and sells them. But now what does SAG Investments do?
Okay. SAG Investments is a group of investors that I've put together, and they just basically I provide them with residual income for some that like to go, like, they don't want to get into the rehab stage. They don't want to get into the buying the property stage. They just want the residual income. So, for example, someone may put in $20,000, but they just want $1,000 a month on that. So we tie their money into a property. So it's like you can't ever lose, you know, your principal because it's tied into a physical asset. So that's what we do with the SAG Investments.
Oh, wow. Now, from someone that does investments for people, so what you're saying is basically they can invest $20,000, $30,000 with you. You buy these houses. I assume that's their collateral for their money, and they can get back $1,000 a month?
Yes.
You can't get that kind of return anywhere.
Well, that's what makes it, I guess, a good deal for them, you know. So we've been doing that for about a year now. So it's a pretty good deal for both ends because it allows us to buy more properties and it allows them to get their residual income.
So let me ask you, and the mortgage companies are not involved in this process at all because you're buying
cash,
correct?
Well, we buy cash and we use hard money also. Mm-hmm. We started using hard money because it allows us to, of course, buy more properties. The hard money that we use, it's a principal only loan. So if it's $600 a month, hey, it comes off the principal. So.
Right.
I see. It's interesting.
I know. We're both over here. Our little heads are spinning like, okay. Well, now let me ask you, you said that they get back whatever residual they get back. And for someone that does investments and business insurance, everybody wants residual income. That is where real money is. Are there specific terms you offer everybody? Is it different for every investor? How does that work?
Sure. Everything is set up for whatever that investor is comfortable with. From you can invest from $5,000 to whatever you feel like investing. Mm-hmm. All the terms are different. Some people want 18-month terms. Some people like 12-month terms. And 12-month terms. And at the end of the term, you can either get your money back or you can reinvest. Simple as that.
Okay, so now if I wanted to invest with you, let's say, and buy a house, what is the process that you go through to ensure that I get my money?
Okay, well, we already have properties as of right now. So all our properties are in our business name. So if I get a new client, mm-hmm. I can just tie their name into the deed of a property. So mm-hmm. now they have a portion or percentage of that property. So once the property sells, I can tie them into another property. So it's just making sure that they always have,
some sort of security.
Security for, their investment.
So now what are some of your short-term goals for TNS Properties and SAG Investment?
Well, my short-term goals is to flip as many houses as we can. because we don't really know. I'm assuming this may last another year or two mm-hmm. with the properties being 20 to 30 grand. But we've been spending about 40. We've been spending a couple of 40s now. Mm-hmm. So the market is going up. So as long as it's cheap right now, we can, we're just trying to buy as many properties as we can and flip as many as we can as right now. My long-term goals are, of course, is to hold some of the properties, hold most of the properties since, like I said, that the hard money company that we use, it's a 5-year plan. So it's like, it's not a 30-year mortgage. It's not a 15-year mortgage. It's a 5-year mortgage that you can have on a property outright, So
how do you all sell the properties?
Well, we sell the properties just on the open market. We also have a couple of foreign investors. Like the last 5 or 6 properties we sold have been to foreign investors from China to Australia to Africa.
Okay.
So basically, we haven't sold anything to American probably in over a year.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, you might today. I need to go check my bank account. If you give me back that kind of return on your investments, that's a good return. Well, now let me ask you, also said that with the residuals, how long is this process? Let's say I want to invest some money today. How long is the process before I start getting my residuals?
Well, that's based on the contract that the client and I set up.
Okay.
Basically, what we typically like to do is we don't take any money until we find a property and we're going to close on that property to start off with. Because it's like, say, if you give me $25,000 and it takes us 2 months to find a property, well, I have paid you, $1,000 or $2,000 in between that time. So mm-hmm. I haven't used your money properly.
Right.
So what we like to do is get a property first, and then we allow you to pay for it.
And invest the money.
Yeah.
So how do you usually get your investors?
Well, basically, it's been word of mouth as of right now. So I got Facebook. I have friends, other business partners. We just basically have, it's been word of mouth.
And you said your mom and dad are in the real estate business. How does that tie into you? What did they do?
Well, I think they're just into the real estate by chance. The houses that I grew up in, we still have them.
Okay.
So they don't actually go into it trying to find properties, rehab them, and things like that. They just have properties that they've accumulated over their 20 years of being in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So you kind of took it to the next level where they just kind of became accidental investors.
Right. Sure.
Now, do you have another? You said you have your SAG investment group. When people invest, are they part of the group or are they just an outside investor investing into the group?
Right, they're just an outside investor. SAG Investments, it's me and my partner Adrian Bird and Gregory Carthon.
Okay. And is it just in Atlanta? Where exactly do these properties, where are they located?
We have properties in Atlanta, College Park. Basically, if we can find a good deal, we're going to get it. We've been in Chicago now. We've been in St. Louis. So we're just trying to expand, go because some markets haven't been touched like Atlanta. My Greg, he was just in Missouri, and they still have their properties for $7,000 and $8,000. In Georgia, we can't get that anymore. You can get it, but it's such a huge rehab that it's really not worth our time.
Right. Because, yeah, I was reading the other day, Tess, I don't know if you saw, in Detroit, they have houses there that they're literally selling for $1,000, $2,000, because the city's bankrupt, and they're desperate to get money. So how does that work from your standpoint if you buy a house in St. Louis?
Well, we are just going in areas that we already have relationships with people. Maybe my uncle's in Chicago. His wife is in Missouri. Okay. So we already have the connections in those cities. So if I buy a property in Chicago, I already have my uncle up there to do a rehab for me, have a brother up here to find the property, go, you know, research the property in the area. So, you know, it's a good collaborative effort.
You're listening to Business Leaders of Today, and our guest in the studio is Sunny Norris from TNS Properties and SAG Investments. I have to ask you, Sunny, a lot of people are so hesitant now to invest. How do you see Georgia right now as an investment, or Atlanta and Atlanta metro area as an investment hub?
Well, Atlanta is a seller's market right now. So
it's a seller's market,
right? It's hard to purchase the properties right now, so that's why we're trying to expand. But for the investor's security, it's tied into a physical asset. So it's nothing like, you know, it's not something like a stock or something that may go up, may go down. Hey, this property is worth 25 or 40 grand. Hey, you still have your principal never really lost, ever.
Yeah, for someone that owns a few rental properties, and don't get me wrong, I do investments also. That's the thing I always try to tell my friends about why I invested in properties. They were like, yeah, but you just never know. The tenants may not pay. But I can't get that kind of return anywhere else. If I pay $50,000 for a house and my tenant pays $750 a month indefinitely, there is no other stock that's going to give you that kind of return. Not a legal one that's going to give you that kind of return.
Sure.
So I think it definitely makes a big difference. So how do you convince people, because of the mortgage business right now being so iffy and the real estate business being iffy, how can you convince them this is a safer way to go now than it was before the crash?
Well, typically it's just, you know, I keep reiterating that physical asset, you know. It's nothing like saying that, hey, I can see where my money's at. You can actually come out and see a property being rehabbed. Your name is on the deed. So I think that provides plenty of security to a lot of people. So
right. It's not like just putting in a mutual fund and hoping it goes up, so to speak.
So right now, today, your expert advice, is it best for people to buy and sell, or hold on to it and keep it rented? Have you ever read that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad? I'm sure you have.
Right.
And their philosophy is to hold on to the property.
Sure. Of course. It all depends on where you're at in your life, I guess. Some people, you know, need $600 or $700 a month. That doesn't seem like a lot of money to a lot of people. A lot of people can't live on that. So they'll get into the flipping and say, hey, I'd rather make $8,000 a month. But if you have longer money, you could go in and go buy a house and say, hey, I want to keep that property. My long-term goal is, of course, to keep the property. So, you know, it just depends on where you're at stage of your life, I guess.
Sure. Well, I'm definitely at the residual income stage. I'm trying to quit working.
I'm with you, sister. I'm with you.
I am tired of working every day. So let me ask you this. How big of a process can the investors be? I mean, how much can they be involved in this process?
Well, they could be all the way in. We would love help on rehab. So
I don't mean that kind of help.
So you have a team then,
right?
You obviously.
I don't want to come scrubbing the floors. So.
Right. Well, you know, if they want to come in, and or if they even want to get on the internet and find some properties and send it over to us and say, hey, this is a good property. You know, it's basically however deep you want to get in, however hands on you want to get in. It's up to the investor.
So you allow the investor to come by, look at the property,
sure.
See the progress,
sure.
Meet the tenant, all
sure.
That stuff if they want to.
Whatever they would like to do. And so it's really easy for us to find tenants. Like, we have a backlog of people who want to rent from us and rent the houses. So, like, if we have the hard money, the mortgage is already paid, so it's not like we have to come out of pocket to pay for the, you know, the properties and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, and the good thing, it is definitely a renter's market. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot more people renting now than buying. It's almost like people are afraid to buy. Right. Because they don't know where the real estate is going.
Or they've gone through a foreclosure and just don't simply have the credit.
Sure.
Exactly. But they can always rent.
Right. Yeah.
So now, do you have anyone that handles all that for you? Or do you all, is it kind of one-stop shopping? You all do everything from start to finish?
Yes, we do everything from start to finish. Find the property, assess the property, rehab the property, list the property, put the tenant in there. And sell it. It's all one-stop
nice.
Shop.
So I can basically write you a check and my checks will start coming back.
Sure. Depending on the terms. That
how big the check is.
Right.
We'll talk after the show. I'm sure I can come up with something because that sounds like ideal for someone that either wants to get started or has been doing it. And for me personally, I've done both sides. And it's a lot of work.
Right. A lot of people.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of inexperienced investors or who everybody I meet people all the time, hey, I want to get into the real estate market. I want to get into the real estate game. But they're, you know, they're hesitant. They're scared to do it because they don't know the ins and outs of it. So for them to just say, hey, well, I got $25,000. I want some residual income. So they're, you know, it's pretty easy for them just to start that way. And then if they want to get more in depth into the real estate game, you know,
That way, they don't have to know anything. They don't have to worry about making a lot of mistakes. And then their money is tied to the asset of the house.
Right.
So they really can't lose.
Right.
It sounds like a perfect plan. What do you think, Tess?
Sure. the way that your business works, do you get a percentage? How does that work? How do you get paid? Obviously, you're not a nonprofit, right?
No, we're definitely not a nonprofit. well, like I say, it's between it's two sides. TNS Properties, if I find the property and do it myself, of course, that's my money.
Sure.
But with SAH Investments, with the other investors, of course, we can do it two ways. We typically give them the residual income. For example, somebody gives us 20 grand, we give them about $1,000, $1,500 a month, depends. But if we sell the property using your 20 grand, well, we'll just keep on paying you your $1,500, and my group splits the profits because it's a long-term deal contract that we have with the investor for like a year or 18 months. And after that year or 18 months is over with, then we give their principal back. Or if they want to keep doing it, we'll allow them to do that like that.
Interesting.
But some other investors, they were like, hey, well, if you flip a house, don't worry about paying me my $1,000. Let me get a percentage of that house.
Right.
And we're totally in agreement with that, too. So it's really flexible. We just try to make it comfortable for the other investors.
Mm-hmm. Depending on their goals. Right.
So there's enough money for everybody to go around then, basically. Whether you want to split it five ways, two ways.
Right. Typically, the profits on the house is about between $10,000 and $15,000.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely enough to split up where everybody's happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to remind everyone again, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nallen, the Nallen Group Insurance Agency. And my sidekick is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing, the marketing advertising expert. And I'm talking to Sonny Norris with TNS Properties and SAG Investments. Okay, Sonny, tell everyone how they can reach out to you and start getting this residual income.
Well, right now we're trying to get a website up, but I have an email address, TS Properties, that's T as in Tom, S Properties @gmail.com. So if you just can email us and we'll be glad to get back to you, see if we can work some terms out.
Okay, what's your office phone number?
Office phone number is 404-333-2820. We're located off of 8324 Office Park Drive in Douglasville, Georgia, 30134.
All right, well, we want to thank you guys again for coming in. That's Joe Levinson with, am I saying that right, Levinson?
Levinson, exactly.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have this Southern thing. I'm working on it. This is Joe Levinson with Dynasty Jewelry and Loan. Thank you again, Joe, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely, the 13th. I'm going to bring my own little split with me, my little bottle.
Perfect.
And Sonny Norris with TNS Properties and SAG Investments. Thank you, Sonny, for coming in.
Glad you guys could have me.
And if you missed any part of our show today and you'd like to be a guest, feel free to go on our website, which is businessleaders.businessradiox.com. Again, that's businessleaders with an S, .businessradiox.com. We would love to have you as a guest on our show, being an expert in your field. I'm Angel Nallen, the Nallen Insurance Group Insurance Agency, with Tess Turin, Basica Marketing. Everybody have a great weekend.